there's nothing more important than getting out and voting and being an informed voter. So we have a tool for you. It's a great resource. It's called the Michigan Voter Information Center. It's at michigan.gov/vote. You can actually see what your ballot looks like, because the ballots are different from town to town because we have local home rule. You can confirm that you're registered. You can find your voting location. You can get your clerk's address, their phone number, all the information that you need to be able to vote, other than the information on the candidates. And I highly recommend people take a look at the newspaper that they like the best to find out, because they called in each candidate and also had every candidate fill out questionnaires, most of the newspapers. And that information you're going to find is accurate. Often the stuff on TV and radio is not. But if you look at your favorite newspaper, you can figure out then from the information that we all have sent in that are running who you'd like to vote for. So an informed voter is a good voter. We really need people to come out to have their voice heard. You had a U.S. congressional race not too long ago that was decided in the UP by less than a dozen and a half votes. So these elections can be very close.
What should people have with them? Because you have to sign a couple of documents and prove you are who you are, correct?
Well, in Michigan, we have a hybrid system that I really like. If you have ID, you must show it. We have, in many places, we have electronic poll books, and that's just for accuracy, because in the past, there's been a lot of clerical errors. It's so easy to make. So if you have your driver's license or state ID, please give it to the precinct worker. If you don't, you simply sign an affidavit of identity. You're just stating, I am who I say I am under law. So if you have an ID, go. If you don't, go. Make sure you cast your ballot. It's so important. Do not wear anything with the person's name on it that you support within 100 feet of the door that goes to the precinct. It is against the law. There's no campaigning once you get closer than 100 feet to the door. And that's so people don't feel like they're being, you know, harassed almost. So, and if you have kids, I highly recommend that you bring them if they're not in school. It's a great civics lesson for them. We have this wonderful opportunity in America. Everybody's vote counts the same, and now we just have to exercise that right. So many people have given so much and are right now. I was in the Middle East 2 years ago. It's not very pleasant over there, meeting with our troops, and people have given so much, so we have this opportunity, and I also think it's a civic obligation.
Again, let's recap. The word here today is to get out and vote, because every vote counts. Tell us why we should make sure we do it today.
Today is the day. If you haven't voted absentee, and if you have voted absentee, you can go on michigan.gov/vote. Make sure that your clerk did get your ballot. But many of our elections are won or lost by less than a handful of votes. When I was the county clerk, we even had several ties where we had to draw numbers out of a box to decide who wins. So your vote may be the winning vote for the person that you would like to support, and people have given so much, so we have this opportunity to vote.